The Buffalo Bills head into the second last game of the season with a shot at the playoffs. In this morning's Beyond the Playbook, Matt Sabuda weighs the team's postseason chances. But first, he talks about a connection between the Bills, their opponent this week, the Oakland Raiders, and a Hall of Fame owner.
Ralph Wilson was the owner of both teams at the same time, which is even stranger. If we rewind the tape a little to 1962, the upstart AFL, making plenty of headway at that point in being a true rival league to the established NFL, but a couple of franchises were struggling. And even if one team folded, that likely would have doomed the entire league.
Right.
And the Raiders, they happen to be one of those struggling teams. However, the Bills and Buffalo were such a strong franchise that it made Bills owner Ralph Wilson confident enough to keep the Oakland Raiders afloat with a $400,000 loan to Raiders owner Wayne Valley. In exchange, he received 25% of the franchise until the loan was paid off, making him an owner of both the Bills and the Raiders at the very same time. And on one side note, too, Wilson also lent some money to the Patriots owner, Billy Sullivan, to keep that team afloat. And I suspect there's quite a few Bills fans who wish that the Patriots actually didn't exist today, especially given recent history.
Yes, I think that's definitely the case. But back to the Raiders and what's going to happen on the field this week, what can fans expect?
I'm going to take a look at some of the individual matchups. Most Bills fans, I think, can agree that Buffalo's offense is just terrible. Well, this is where things get a little bit interesting for the Bills this week, because despite the Raiders having a league's worst record, they actually have the eighth best passing defense. And we watched the Bills struggle to score points last week, and that was against a poor Packers defense. So it'll be a test for the Bills this week to see if they can manage a game plan that actually puts some points on the board. But they just can't rely on their spectacular defense and special teams to put enough points on the board each week to win.
What do they have to do to pull out that win?
The Bills will have to go up against one of the best linebackers in the league, in UB's own Khalil Mack. And for those who may be unfamiliar with Mack, he is hands down the greatest player in the University of Buffalo's football program that they've ever produced. He was the fifth overall pick in this year's draft. He appears to be the favorite in a runaway to win the NFL's Defensive Rookie of the Year awards. So I think the Bills are really just going to have to find a way to keep him out of Orton's face and neutralize him. He doesn't put up a lot of sacks, but he's really disruptive in applying quarterback pressure. I think it would help if the Bills catch some breaks of their own on personnel and see the return of C.J. Spiller, who was just activated. He's been recovering from a broken collarbone. I think having a healthy Spiller can only help the Bills' offense open it up with some short screen passes. That guy has got blazing speed when he's healthy. On the other side of the field, Bills fans know what an absolutely spectacular defense that they've got. And their job might be a little bit easier this week because Raiders quarterback Derek Carr is nursing a thumb injury on his throwing hand, so that certainly can't help on the quarterback position. But overall, despite, I think, some of these matchup challenges, the Bills simply have much more talent than the Raiders, and they should have very little business losing this game, but we'll see come Sunday.
All right, we don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves as Bills fans. This is not the way we work, but if the Bills can win on Sunday, that puts the record at 9-6. What are the possibilities for them making the playoffs?
Jay, if I get into all those scenarios of who we need to win and lose, I'm pretty sure listeners' heads may explode, and I think we can all agree it's far too early for that. But I think the most straightforward scenario for this week that gives the Bills the best shot would have the Steelers beating the Chiefs, Broncos beating the Bengals, Texans beating the Ravens. All definitely possibilities, but as you can tell, the Bills still need some pretty substantial help to get in. But you just never know. And either way, it should be a really exciting weekend of football for Bills fans, and one we haven't had in late December in a long time.
I tried to take notes there, so we'll review on Monday when we go Beyond the Playbook.
Thanks, Jay.